In San Francisco's affluent districts, where facades often conceal complicated truths, we meet Jade Kane, whose story begins at Sacred Heart Orphanage. Later adopted by the prominent Kane family, Jade develops an intense psychological bond with her foster brother, Royce, who is 3 years her senior.
Their relationship defies simple categorization, as Royce assumes an unusually protective role that borders on excessive control.
Their interactions are marked by complex emotional dynamics that create palpable tension throughout their shared living space. Daily encounters in their family mansion take on heightened significance, such as when Jade pursues Royce, demanding the return of her confiscated phone.
These moments reveal the intricate power dynamics at play in their relationship.
Despite outward protests, Jade finds herself drawn to these interactions, preferring the complicated nature of their connection to more conventional relationships with peers.
Their situation raises important psychological questions about the boundaries between protective care and controlling behavior.
The narrative explores the psychological complexity of close bonds formed in non-traditional family structures. Though not biologically related, their years growing up together created deep emotional ties that evolve in unexpected ways. Their relationship becomes increasingly complicated by unresolved feelings and shared experiences. The story examines themes of power dynamics, emotional dependency, and the psychological impact of early life experiences. What makes this narrative compelling is its careful examination of complex human relationships, trauma recovery, and the search for identity within unconventional family structures.
Everything shatters when Royce is stabbed defending Jade's honor. In the hospital, he whispers, "I love you," before sleep, making his subsequent disappearance without explanation devastating. For 4 years, Jade exists in emotional limbo while her unprotected life becomes prey to James, who sexually assaults her. When Royce finally returns, he's transformed, covered in tattoos and wearing a Wolfpack motorcycle club patch. The protective brother has been replaced by a dangerous man who looks at her with apparent hatred. Their reunion doesn't heal the fracture. It exposes how deep and jagged the break has become. The separation transforms both characters. Jade develops a hardened exterior, while Royce seems to have abandoned his humanity. His return reveals not just physical changes.
James Doe represents calculated evil, a wealthy predator who began assaulting Jade at 15. His attacks follow a ritual at 3:05 a.m., conditioning her to submit on command. Calling her his special paintbrush, he speaks gently while inflicting violence. The horror escalates when James introduces Jade to L'Artisanat, an exclusive club where masked elites participate in exploitation, revealing his role in a human trafficking operation near LAPD headquarters. In contrast stands the Wolfpack Motorcycle Club, Lion, the president, seeking his missing partner, Wicked, whose silence hides trauma, Gypsy, the legal negotiator, Rue, the powerful Australian, Billy the puppet, who tortures through games, and Fury, the intelligent veteran raising a daughter alone. Their clubhouse functions as an alternative family with its own structure. During a lockdown, Jade finds unexpected belonging among the club women. The wolf pack defies expectations. These outlaws operate outside the law, yet follow strict ethical codes, using violence while protecting their own with fierce loyalty.
Throughout her ordeal with James, Jade survives by separating her body from her soul, which she's hidden where no man will find it. Remarkably, she secretly works with Anonymous to free other girls from James's compound, transforming from victim to rescuer while appearing only as a victim. As the story unfolds, key secrets emerge. Royce wasn't disloyal, but held captive in the den by a criminal called Diamond, enduring severe abuse. His departure was protection, not abandonment.
The central revelation is that James Doe is actually Kyle Kane, Royce's father and a criminal mastermind, explaining his fixation on Jade and his manipulative isolation tactics. Family dynamics grow more complex when Kyle reveals Jade isn't his adopted daughter, but the biological child of Lion and Olivia Snow.
The narrative shifts from forbidden romance to an exploration of generational trauma and calculated vengeance. Kyle's actions were part of a decades-long plan to devastate his former friend by targeting his loved ones. The story climaxes with Jade revealing she's been working with Anonymous to dismantle Kyle's operation and help survivors escape, transforming from survivor to advocate and showing remarkable resilience. The final confrontation occurs aboard Kyle's submarine. Jade arrives unexpectedly, demonstrating her evolution from victim to warrior. Standing before her former abuser, she explains how she converted years of abuse into a weapon against trafficking, helping create a network that rescued over 300 victims. The resolution blends multiple forms of justice. Royce's initial impulse for vengeance yields to a strategic compromise. Kyle will spend 9 months helping authorities dismantle his trafficking network. When this period expires, justice shifts from institutional to personal, with Royce, Lion, and Wicked exacting their revenge in the basement of Allure, the very club where Kyle once ruled his empire.
The Wolfpack Brotherhood becomes crucial to Jade's healing, providing the protection and acceptance she never found elsewhere. Their attraction isn't merely physical, but an inevitable emotional convergence born from mutual comfort. Their relationship raises a profound question. Can authentic emotional bonds transcend social conventions and arbitrary familial labels? As Royce kills Kyle, his phone buzzes with news of Jade Latham, a juxtaposition of death and birth, embodying the novel's theme of transformation. 1 year later, Jade and Royce have created a family with their daughter, Wolf Jade Kane, symbolizing their triumph over darkness. Their cabin gathering represents the integration of their once fractured worlds. Healing comes through accepting painful truths, rather than denying them. Royce's mother struggles with her husband's evil, but finds strength through Jade and her granddaughter. Lion and Olivia reconnect, giving Jade the opportunity to know both biological parents.
The novel portrays redemption as transforming trauma into purpose. Jade pursues medicine in Bonnie's honor, while the Wolfpack MC fights trafficking networks globally. The story redefines family as created through choice rather than blood. Jade reflects that family means who stands beside you after seeing you at your worst. The resolution acknowledges multiple forms of justice. Legal proceedings dismantle Pyle's criminal empire, while personal vengeance addresses emotional wounds courts cannot heal. The novel concludes with Royce proposing to Jade, symbolizing their commitment to building a future despite their traumatic past. Their journey illustrates that even in our darkest moments, connection can be our salvation. Sometimes the most broken souls create the most beautiful healing when they find each other.